Great to have you with us in the Fast Lane with Chris Ranji and Brad Thompson. I'm Randy Carricker. And in times like this, when your life is upended, it's good to have some level of stability. And that's one of the reasons that I'm a regular Schnucks customer. And whenever we need anything, I wind up at Schnucks. And the president of Schnucks, Dave Peacock, joins us now on 101 ESPN just to kind of give us an idea of what Schnucks is doing, how they can help you, and some of the answers to some of the questions that you might have. Dave, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. First of all, how's everything going?
Thanks, guys. It's going well. It's been busy, as you can imagine, and we've been working hard to ensure that we're getting as much of our supplies and food out to stores as possible, and making sure that those stores are staffed as best as possible. And it's certainly an interesting time for everybody.
Dave, first of all, a huge thank you to you, to all the men and women at Schnucks, because you alluded to the fact, look, it's crazy and it's an understatement. You go to the stores and people are scared, and I understand that, but everybody that I've come into contact with, six-foot rule, but been around at Schnucks has been so great through a trying time. You got to be so proud of the crew that you guys have at Schnucks.
Yeah, we really are. And, you know, we always have been, but I think we're seeing in this time, you know, our folks, I'm sure, have obvious concerns being in a position that puts them in the public. But at the same time, the attitude they bring to work every day, the great customer service they're providing, and just the hard work and effort they're putting in. And really, over the last couple weeks, I mean, we were kind of hit pretty hard with a lot of business and a lot of customers unexpectedly before we could even adjust, and the teammates did a phenomenal job keeping up with that and just taking care of our customers.
Well, I'm going to talk more about exactly what steps are being taken at the stores, but first, we did learn last week that Schnucks across the board is hiring people on a temporary basis and on a permanent basis because you need the help in restocking. How is that going? Is that still going on?
It is. We've hired hundreds over the last week or so and are continuing to hire. We've brought, you know, people into our stores to help out. Our corporate office is largely empty with people either working at home, but a lot of people working in stores. So we're trying to bring as much service to the front lines as possible, provide as much relief to the people who are working in the front lines as possible. And we're really thankful that people in our community have stepped up, one, to show their appreciation for our teams, but also for those who have either the need because they've been laid off or displaced, they've come to us and looking for work, and we're doing our best to get them to work.
And if you would like to apply, if you go to schnucks.com, right there on the front page, they've got the now hiring, and you can click that button to apply online at schnucks.com. Dave, the main question that everybody needs to know is there going to be enough toilet paper?
It's amazing, isn't it?
You know, it's incredible.
It's an item that, typically demand is fairly constant. So it's been amazing to see. I'll be honest, we were on with the two major manufacturers, Procter & Gamble and Kimberly-Clark, yesterday, really pushing to get more supply. I think they've been caught by surprise by the demand, and we wanted to make sure they heard from the highest levels of our company that we expect our customers to be treated fairly and get as much of the supply as they can provide us. So when we get it out. It's been short everywhere, I think, thankfully, what we're seeing with other manufacturers, especially on the food side, they've really stepped up and done some things to make sure that they can meet the demand and get supply to us, especially given, with a lot of restaurants closed. It's just great to see that these guys are helping supply us. And there's some amazing partnerships being forged in this time. You know, we're actually working with food service providers who often distribute to restaurants who are helping us get food to our stores. We are working with local restaurants and ordering kind of large orders of food for our teams because we want to do all we can to kind of help those restaurants during this difficult time as well.
That's awesome. And as you mentioned to me, supplies not only in just paper products but in a lot of things are coming in waves. So people, if it's not there today, that doesn't mean it won't be there tomorrow.
That's exactly right. I think one thing that's really important is, and you've seen it now with a lot of these you know, stay-at-home orders, you know, we're going to stay open, and our stores are going to remain open every day, and we're going to continue to restock as best we can based on the supplies as they come in. And we are working hard to find, like I said, these other partnerships with companies to get as much out as possible and get them to our customers' hands.
So there's been a rush on, and this has been going on now a couple of weeks, for the toilet paper, for the cleaning products, Lysol, the sanitizer, the hand sanitizer, all that stuff. Do you have a sense of whether or not, and I think I know the answer to this already, but is there a sense that maybe that'll ease up anytime soon, where people realize, okay, I don't need to go and buy six packages of toilet paper. I don't have to, if I go to the store and find any cleaner, I don't have to buy all that's on the shelf to stop
that business on the food side. But I do think, you know, a combination of you're going to run out of room or you're going to run out of money. So right. You're starting to see a little bit more of a pattern develop. You know, our business is one where you definitely can see some regular patterns. This past 2 weeks was anything but that. But you know, while maybe a, you know, kind of a higher level of traffic, we're starting to see some patterns form, which only helps us staff and stock the stores to try to meet demand.
Dave, you mentioned how busy you guys are, and anybody that's been out at the grocery store, they realize that. But could you paint us a picture of a normal day? And you pick, you know, maybe an average Schnucks. I know everyone has different traffic, different areas. But what does an average day look like as far as working around the clock?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately, there isn't an average, and anyone who's listening that works in our stores knows what I'm talking about, especially in this environment that we're in. And that's where I say, I mean, we might start seeing some patterns forming now, given sort of that last surge we just went through. Obviously, with our hours, we're 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., so we wanted to make sure that we kept as long of hours as reasonable, but still left time for restocking at night when we can. And then we do have what we call senior hours, 6 to 7, working hard to ensure we get product on shelves during that window. That's been obviously a challenge, and a lot of that basically dependent on when we get product from suppliers. But we get a pretty good surge at that early morning hour. And then, you know, I think now we're starting to see where, because a lot of folks are working at home, we're seeing a little things smooth out a little bit versus, you know, the typical 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. rush that you typically see after work. So still have to watch it closely, but, you know, I would say, and our teammates would echo, I think, that no 2 days have been the same over the last couple weeks.
Dave Peacock, the president of Schnucks, with us on 101 ESPN. And Dave, as we have looked at this last couple of weeks, and you from a grocery store perspective, what's the biggest thing that you want people to know that there might be a misconception about?
Yeah, I think, you know, there probably was some concern, especially early on, that, you know, hey, if things get to quote-unquote lockdown, what does it mean? Will I have limited access to food or supplies? And I think we're seeing now, because of these stay-at-home orders and how they've been presented, that's not the case. You know, we remain open. We're going to continue to remain open. I try to tell people as much as possible we'll be open every day, and we are working to restock. And I'm really thankful for, you know, not just our team in stores, but our team that supports stores and finding creative ways to get product into the stores. You know, our recruiters working around the clock to get people hired and into the stores. Communications team ensuring that we're getting communications out. Our legal team ensuring that we're, you know, following all our normal and standard protocols and staying on top of what's going on in the political environment. So just everyone has really stepped up. And it's really been impressive, and I do feel, as a company like ours, as we come out of this, we'll be a stronger and tighter-knit company because we've learned to lean on each other.
We were talking a moment ago about the hoarding behavior, and I understand why people do it, because there's a lot of fear. And one of the great fears is that the supply chain will break down. Can you alleviate that fear for people that there's not going to be a problem stocking the stores in the coming weeks, that they don't have to get everything all at once up front just in case that happens?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we've really seen, and like I say, you've seen these orders coming out all over the country, and not just the retailers, but the suppliers have been, you know, protected, if you will, and able to do their jobs. If anything, I'd say that we're only opening up more avenues to getting product out to the stores. So I feel confident our supply chain is going to hold together. We're talking with all the way up to the CEOs of some of these large consumer packaged goods companies, and they've got plans in place now to ensure that their plants stay open. Certain items are challenged based on the demand, but for the most part, they've either altered their production schedules or trained new folks to make sure that they've got personnel to manage those plants. And, you know, on what I call the fresh side of the business, you know, we're seeing things like eggs. You know, when restaurants close and that the eggs keep, you know, chickens are laying eggs. So they send them to us instead of the restaurants for the short term while we're in the environment we're in now. So, you know, we have put some limits on things. We were one of the last retailers to do it because we tracked the data and really wanted to avoid it as much as possible, but ultimately had to. And I think people are respecting those limits. And I think the limits should suggest to folks that, hey, we're going to be open tomorrow and the next day, and you come back and there may be some items missing on a day-to-day basis, but for the most part, we're doing our best to get as much out onto the shelves as possible.
Dave, when's the last time you had 8 hours of sleep?
Probably been over 2 weeks.
It's been a while.
We're wishing you one.
Mostly just worrying about our guys and our team.
I get it.
And everything that they're going through.
And Dave, I want to get a couple more things out there. Number one, for people that are compromised with their immune system or just don't want to be out in a store environment, I know that the SchnooksDelivers.com website, the app, the Schnucks app is great. And not only can people get food delivered to their home, but you can also use the new curbside service.
That's exactly right, and we've seen increase in those orders, and there's you know, increasing quote unquote shoppers for that service, and it's great because it does take care of those folks who you know, may have a compromised immune system or some reason where it'd be bad for them to get into the store.
And you're putting up plexiglass. Is that going to be a permanent thing? You're between the checker and the customer.
Yeah, I don't know permanent. I mean, we just started doing that Monday, and you know, I think at least those checkers I've talked to like it, and I don't think it's too intrusive either. You know, always a little bit worried about putting division between, you know, people, or would it be awkward to work around? But you know, I do think it's putting, you know, we really want to protect our teammates. We want to protect customers as well. That's one area where people do get pretty close proximity. I think the rest of the store, people can kind of manage to stay 6 feet apart, and we've got signs and PA announcements reminding people to maintain, you know, some social distance and ensure that they are respectful of other shoppers and teammates.
And Dave Peacock, I got to tell you that at least once a week at my house, the request comes to me, hey, can you head over to Schnucks and get some of those great donuts, because the Schnucks bakery is the best. The bakery is completely unaffected, and the spectacular food that your bakers produce is still there every day.
Yeah, and we're not always doing the single donuts, obviously, because you've got people reaching in, but we're doing multi-packs, and it's the same fresh donuts. And, yeah, I mean, again, that's a group that they're coming in super early in the morning and making sure those products are on the shelves and ready for folks when they come in.
We appreciate the education that you have brought us today, and we know a little bit more. And we always appreciate what you folks and your team at Schnucks does. It's amazing, and like you've always said, regardless of the situation, St. Louis always steps up, and this is another avenue in which St. Louis has been allowed to step up.
No, and I appreciate them. I mean, so many customers have shared so many stories and have been so appreciative of our teams. And in some cases, you've had people applauding the teammates as they're checking them out. And those are super, super inspirational for our teams. So, you know, just encourage folks as they're out to just appreciate the work that our frontline folks are doing.
Dave, good to hear your voice. Thanks so much. And if there's anything that you need from us here at 101 ESPN, you have an open invitation.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for everything you do.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Dave Peacock, he is the president of Schnucks. So now you know a little bit more about what's going on in the grocery industry here in St. Louis. And we appreciate Dave joining us here on 101 ESPN. Coming up as we roll on in the fast lane, we are going to bring you up to date on what's trending. That's next on 101 ESPN.